This is The Bottom Line on Rhode Island Public Radio. I'm Dave Fallon, along with Providence Business News editor Mark Murphy.
Hey there, Dave.
The Providence-based company Zymetica, a developer of medical devices and related consumer health products, has now acquired the San Francisco company Bridge Design. Now, to look at some of the implications of that move, our guest is Zymetica's CEO and president, Randy Barco. Randy, thanks for coming in.
Great to be here.
I'm interested in how the deal developed. Did you seek them? Did they come to you? Was it a mutual agreement?
Well, I think in the industry, everybody knows who everybody else is, and we've had an ongoing relationship with them for a number of years, especially with our co-founder, Aidan Petrie, and Bill Evans, the founder of Bridge Design. And we had discussions over, you know, several-year period of what our strategy was, what his strategy was. And as our ownership changed at Zymetica last fall with SV Life Sciences headquartered in Boston, taking a majority ownership position in Zymetica, allowing the original founders, Steve Lane and Aidan Petrie, to look for the future. Aidan is still very much active in the business as our chief innovation officer. We've continued the dialogue with our friends, and again, with SV's backing, we're trying to focus on executing our growth strategy that was outlined to them before the transaction took place. So now it's a matter of execution.
Had Bridge Design been a takeover target in general?
It developed into a takeover target. I think it started as more an alliance partner and how we could work together on some things. Zymetica has had business on the West Coast for a number of years. And Bridge being based there was a natural opportunity for us to see if there was a way to partner together. And so it was a marriage that developed over some courting.
And quickly, Bridge Design does what?
They are a design house, very much like what Zymetica does in the early stages of our business, but they're very limited in how far they go with that design effort. So through human factors, usability, industrial design, we can complement their activities, and then we can take it beyond that with the regulated side. They are not fully regulated like we are as a registered FDA device manufacturer and ISO 13485 certified. So we're going to be able to add to the capabilities that they had.
Now, Zymetica started as a, you know, it's really based out, it came out of the RISD industrial design.
Yep.
That it continues to be what you guys are about. Do you, you know, one of the things we hear from a lot of employers is they can't find people who have the right skills. Is that an issue for Zymetica here?
It's an issue to find the right chemistry of people. There's a lot of talented medical device, medical technology people in the Northeast. Our talent pool is not limited to just Rhode Island. I mean, we have a fair amount of our workforce that is Massachusetts-based. I personally live in Massachusetts. So we have a cross-section of resources that we can call upon. We use resources in, you know, from New Hampshire and Connecticut, and you know, we have a great relationship with a partner actually based in India that we utilize a number of resources to supplement what we have. Rhode Island is a small state, but it doesn't have to have a small clientele. Zymetica's customers are basically everywhere but Rhode Island for the most part. I mean, we have a core competency here, but the med tech industry in Rhode Island is not leading the world by any stretch. But we can be a player in that world market, and over 50%, well over 50% of our clientele is international, not even Northeast based. So I think we're looking at our future growth to be able to support the global customers that we service, not Rhode Island-based or even New England-based or California-based. It's a global clientele that we service.
Clients themselves are global. Now, how about your employee base? Are you expanding here in Rhode Island?
We've probably increased the headcount in Rhode Island by 50%, increased 50% over the last couple of years. We're increasing headcount in our Minnesota base as well, and we look to be adding additional headcount in the Bay Area as well. Our business is very strong right now. We hope that it will continue, and you know, we're looking forward to, as we build Zymetica's business globally with additional locations besides Minnesota and the Bay Area, it still would be supported from the headquarters in Providence, where the core, everything is based.
This is The Bottom Line on Rhode Island Public Radio. Our guest is Zymetica's CEO and President Randy Barco. Randy, I'm wondering if Zymetica might be an example of Rhode Island's economic future in general, the type of company that might be attracted to come here or start up here, the smart tech, the med tech. What do you think?
Well, we've had a number of meetings with the new leadership in Rhode Island with Gina and Stefan Pryor. And Stefan was just in to visit us a week ago talking about how we could be a part of the future growth opportunity here. And what I've said to them and others is Rhode Island, I think, needs to stop thinking about it being a small state because its customers can be global. It doesn't have to be just focused on operating Rhode Island for the sake of Rhode Island. If Zymetica was only focused on Rhode Island customers, we wouldn't exist because our clientele is everywhere. But so, yes, we would absolutely like to be part of that med tech future. The capabilities of the people that we were able to attract, the quality of life, reverse commute out of Massachusetts and whatever, we're an attractive place for people to work. And we think we can continue to draw the people we need.
Who is hired at Zymetica these days? Who gets a job?
They're all professional engineering, PhD to some degree. We're adding more of those type capabilities as well. But certainly they're all degreed individuals, most with multiple years experience in the med tech space. I think Zymetica's past, having been more a consumer industrial oriented, brings a lot of value to the med tech space because everything is emerging to be more used by the caregivers of the future, which are you and me. So everything that we're looking at, human factors usability, has to come into play for these devices that we're developing to be able to be successfully used, clinically proven, safe by the normal person to be able to do it, because that's the way everything is migrating with the cost of healthcare.
So your customers are medical device manufacturers, but I know in the past you've also worked actually with hospitals as well. I mean, is that still part of your business, or have you backed away from that?
We had a hospital services business that actually that we divested about 3 years ago. They are still physically housed at 55 DuPont as one of the groups of this larger entity. But our customer base is, as you mentioned, the big OEMs, but also the emerging growth companies that are focused on developing new technologies that the larger companies will eventually acquire. That's the greatest value that we bring, because we can be a virtual part of that supply chain to them, because we are a fee-for-service business, but we're also a variable cost. So they use us when they need us. We have some clients where we might have 30 people dedicated to that client's activities at a given time. But when the project is done, they're off their payroll and they're on to something else for the next client for us.
Okay, we'll have to wrap up this discussion right now, but we'd like to thank Zymetica's CEO and President Randy Barco for coming in and talking about things.
Great to be here.
Thanks again to Mark Murphy of Providence Business News.
Great as always to be here, Dave.
I'm Dave Fallon. This is Rhode Island Public Radio, Rhode Island's NPR.
Major funding for The Bottom Line is provided by the Rhode Island Foundation, using philanthropy to move Rhode Island forward.